Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL legend video. It's Jerry Rice, wide receiver, Mississippi Valley State, the San Francisco 49ers. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Before I get started, I want to give special thanks to an organization that's given me a lot of love and a lot of respect. And I know I didn't make a wrong decision when I pledged Phi Beta Sigma in the spring of 1980. So I want to thank to all the brothers out there that's given me tremendous support with my platform, with my videos, to the nation of Phi Beta Sigma, because this young man on the screen right there is a Sigma. And when you look at the organization, Howard University, January the 9th, 1914, is something special about being a Sigma. See, we're not a type of organization that we don't need to be out in the front. We don't need to be in the spotlight. But we good old guys that just go about and doing our business. And that's why some of the greatest Sigmas are really, really who I'm honored and proud. Richard Sherman, Hines Ward, the great Lou Brock, Ryan Howard, Willis Reed, Mike London, George Washington Carver, Harold Washington, former mayor of Chicago, Warren Ballantyne, Kurt Carr, great comedian J. Anthony Brown, Bootsy Collins. Aha, y'all didn't know Bootsy was a blue and white. Flex Alexander, Ben Vereen, Ramsey Lewis, Emmett Smith. I'm sorry, I can name a lot of other great brothers, but I want to say thank you to Phi Beta Sigma for supporting me during this great season leading up to the 2022 NFL Draft. Now to Jerry Rice. As I always told you, the young man is from Stockville, Mississippi. Some in the water in Mississippi. I keep telling y'all, a lot of people want to paint a ton of history on the state of Mississippi, but when you look at those people that came out of the state of Mississippi that's had greatness, Walter Payton, Sam Cooke, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Steve McNair, Ralph Austin, Archie Manning, Brent Farr, Lynn Barney, Leslie Frazier, and of course, my parents, Inez and Chester Turner. And something about them people, they focus, man. They focus. And it gets hot in Mississippi. And I'm always proud to bring that up. I'm sorry. So get used to it. Because the state is something that you can't even describe how those people be focused in their direction and where they want to go in life. Jerry Rice had that focus. True story. 1982, November the 13th, Liberty Bowl Stadium. I had a friend, one of my best friends, he passed away last year. Lawrence King, grew up right down, around the corner from me. Played football at Alcorn State. At that time, I had graduated from the University of Arkansas, and I was living in Memphis, Tennessee with my parents. working on some postgraduate work at the University of Memphis. Thought I wanted to be a teacher. That's another story within itself. But he worried me and said, man, Tennessee State playing Mississippi Valley State. This is a true story. Man, it's a guy that plays wide receiver. I don't know, Vincent, but this guy might end up in the NFL. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, players for Valley State. Okay, they're playing Tennessee State, who that year was, I think, ranked number one in black college football. Brian Rampson was on the team. Primus Bobo, Richard Dent, Mike Jones, Steve Moore. They had some studs. Larry Killebrew. And so I said, okay. But, man, I want you specifically to go look at this receiver. Went out there. Young man, as you see on the screen, is about 6'2", very frail, about 170, 175. But he had 13 receptions that game for 200 yards. Tennessee State won the game handily, but he kept getting open. And that's all I remember sitting up in the stands. And I'll be honest, I was drinking on that Bacardi rum, watching him play. And I had that buzz going. But I said, you know what? This young man keep getting open. And I said, Lawrence, I'm going to remember this guy's name. Jerry Rice. We know the career he went on and had at Mississippi Valley. 310 receptions career, 4,900 yards and 50 touchdowns. Then the Blue-Gray game that year in Montgomery in 85. Well, Christmas before the year turned to 85, he had an outstanding game. But again, the pundits was questioning the competition. Then the 85 draft came. Bill Frelick, Bruce Smith, the Fridge, William Perry, Eddie Brown, receiver at Miami, Lomas Brown, tackle at Florida, Freddie Joe Nunn at Ole Miss, George Adams, running back in Kentucky, Jamal Adams' father, Ron Holmes, big offensive tackle out of Washington, Al Toon. Big-time receiver out of Wisconsin. Renzo Hampton, big-time running back out of Florida. Chris Doman, great football player out of Pittsburgh. Ray Childers, a great defensive end out of Texas A&M. And Ethan Horton, running back out of North Carolina. All those guys went first round. But Jerry Rice went the first round to the San Francisco 49ers. And everybody was questioning. Go back and look at the tape. What is Bill Walsh doing? Well, I'm going to tell you what he's doing. He had a man that he selected. The skill set was outstanding. You're talking about speed. He might have been a 4.6 guy and a 40, but he was a 4.4, 4.3 guy in pads. The hands. Dropped a lot of passes early in his career, but he got it together. The change of direction. A+. Jerry Rice's words, to be great in anything you do, whereas being a bricklayer like he was on his father, or being a school teacher, or being cooking burgers at Burger King, or being a receiver, to be the best, you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry. Breaking on the ball, skill set A+. His movement A+. His dig A+. His dodge A+. Run out the catch A+. And you know what that did? That turned it into maybe the greatest football player pound for pound that played this game. And I know it's been some great players that's played in the National Football League, man. From Emmitt Smith to Barry Sanders to Aaron Donald right now. Eric Dickerson, Randy Moss, Tom Brady. But I don't know, man. Pound for pound, this guy might be the greatest football player that ever played the game. And the stats are just amazing in what he's done. He played the receiver spot. That's the first thing I want to bring up. He's not under center like Tom Brady touching the ball every snap. He's not a Jim Brown, an Emmitt Smith, or Walter Payne where you're handing the ball off. He's a receiver that's got to run routes. He's a receiver that's going to command double and triple team when you're good. But he played 21 seasons. 10-time first team All-Pro. 13-time Pro Bowler. 303 games in the NFL. But this is what really separates to tell you how great Jerry Rice was, man. 1,539 receptions, 22,895 yards, 197 career receiving touchdowns, 208 total touchdowns, scored 1,256 points. The closest guy that's to him in the record book is Emmitt Smith. And the sad part about it, he did it in the era, in my era, when I wasn't really paying attention. I think a lot of us old school guys really don't know what he was doing. And when you look back on it, you get amazed. And especially with the players bigger, the players faster. Then you saying, okay, but the players are not playing long as they did back then. Then you look at Jerry Rice and you look at his stats. It's unreal, man. It's unreal. But when I knew he had a sense of greatness was November 13th, 1982. But then his third year in the league, this one I knew that maybe, even though I wasn't paying attention, this guy got a chance to be really great. In 15 games that year, he had 86 receptions, 1,570 yards, 15 touchdowns. He averaged 18.3 yards a catch. But he did that with three different quarterbacks. Joe Montana had got hurt that year. Jeff King had got hurt that year. Mike Moraski came in and became the quarterback. People don't know how much it takes to have time in between the receiver and the quarterback. That's when I knew Jerry Rice was on his way to stardom. But if you want to know NFL all-time leader in receiving yards, receptions, and touchdowns, once-in-a-lifetime talent, it was his practice habits. It was what he put in to being great. Each year when he was in the league, he only took 2 weeks off. And he practiced 5 hours just on route running. He used to hustle in team workouts. When they was in practice, he'll catch a pass 40 yards downfield and hustle back to give it back to the quarterback. Practice over and over, over again in his years in the league. He started out in the offseason with a 5-mile run. Then he upped it to 10 miles. And a lot of people don't talk about that. And a lot of people don't even really give him his respect. We don't even really talk about Jerry Rice being in the realm of the great ones. And you look at all these receivers in the league finna get paid. I'm going to tell you this. If I was an NFL receiver right now in 2022, going into 22 draft, I would get Jerry Rice's phone number. Mr. Rice, can I work out with you? What it takes to be great. Chris Avelay, you need his number, Ohio State. Garrett Wilson, you need his number, Ohio State. Kevin Austin, you need his number, University of Memphis. Sky Moore, Western Michigan, you need his phone number. Traylon Burks, University of Arkansas, pick Sui, you need his phone number. George Pickens, Go Dogs, University of Georgia, you need his phone number. Drake London, USC. You need his phone number. David Bell, Purdue University. You need his phone number. Jalen Tolbert, South Florida. You need his phone number. Christian Watson. You need his phone number. North Dakota State. Jameson Williams, University of Alabama, Roll Tide. You need his phone number. And Josh Job, Roll Tide, University of Alabama. You need his phone number. I'm on the roll today. I'm talking about greatness. And when you with greatness and you read about great players like Jerry Rice, if you don't watch this video today and it don't get you up and get you to want to be the best, then I'm sorry. Because really it's all about work ethic. And even at 61 years old, Jerry Rice get me up out of my seat, want to read about these great players and do my research. And then let me throw in another thing that made him great. Going back to the 86 season when he was Offensive Player of the Year, the Monday night game against the Washington Redskins. Everybody talking about Daryl Green, this, Daryl Green, that, best corner in the game. 12 receptions on Monday night for 206 yards. I don't have to say no more. And Daryl Green allegedly was the fastest player in the league. Jerry Rice is above the greatest receiver in the game. I'm sorry. Terrell Owens, you was good. Randy Moss, you was good. Marvin Harrison, you was good. But in reality, truth be told, looking at stats, looking where he came from, the challenges, when he was at Mississippi Valley, they didn't have facilities. Playing on really gravel fields. That's something special. And one thing that Jerry Rice said, I put up 301 receptions in college for 4,900 yards and 50 touchdowns. I could have just been placed, went into the National Football League, played some seasons, got the money. But from day one, after I finished at Valley, and there's a lot of people saying about Jerry Rice, slow, level of competition, not playing in the conferences of Southwest Conference, the SEC, or the Pac-12, or the Big Ten. Oh, no. This guy maybe going to be a bust, not even going to be in the league after 3 years. But I knew on November 13th, 1982, watching that guy, 6'2", 170 pounds, he was going to be great. He was going to be something because he was hungry. He was from the state of Mississippi. He played at Valley. And he had a coach that had a vision that got him prepared for Bill Walsh, and his name was Archie Gunslinger Cooley, who don't get a lot of respect. He was running the West Coast before I even got to the National Football League in the 80s. And it's a tragedy that Willie Taubman didn't get an opportunity to play at the highest level. The guy that was throwing him the ball. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. My final words about Jerry Rice. Number one, Phi Beta Sigma Gamma, January the 9th, 1914. Howard University. Other famous Sigmas. Huey Newton. James Weldon Johnson. Philip Randolph, Al Roker, Terrence Howard, Blair Underwood, and the late, great John Lewis. Jerry Rice came in the National Football League. Very simple, baby. It's a man's world. As the great James Brown put it, man, they make the cars to take over the road. You saw what Jerry Rice did. He took over the National Football League and became maybe pound for pound the greatest player.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all be blessed and enjoy the 2022 NFL Draft on Thursday evening. Jerry Rice.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.